Hi, it's March 3rd, the day in 1840 when Flemington Racecourse held its first race meeting. About 21 years later, Flemington became the home of the race that stops the nation.
Get your glasses, for here they go, 26 thoroughbreds off in the big 2 miles.
Might surprise you that it was only in 1931 that Star Spangled Banner was officially adopted as the United States national anthem. And Elvis appeared on television for the first time on this day in 1955 on Louisiana Hayride.
He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style. Elvis Presley. Let's give him a nice hand.
March 3rd birthdays. Mike Pender, lead singer with The Searchers, is 78 and still touring, playing 60s hits like this.
Still they begin.
Australian director George Miller turned 75, brought us the Mad Max series, also Happy Feet, Babe, and the acclaimed miniseries The Dismissal and Bodyline. Also Hollywood blockbusters like The Witches of Eastwick.
I grew up with brothers and we'd play out what we saw in the movies and read in the comics, and it was an invisible apprenticeship to make movies.
Rapper Tone Loc is 54 today. His stage name is shortened from Antonio Loco. He had two big hits in the 80s, Wild Thing and
Funky Cole Medina.
Ronan Keating turns 43. The former member of Boyzone had a string of solo hits before joining the judging panel on the Australian series of X Factor. And actress Jessica Biel celebrates her 38th birthday today.
From the very beginning, I thought, I am not trying to compete. I'm not trying to copy them. I don't want to try to do what they're doing.
Finally, the great Lou Costello died on this day in 1959, age 52. One half of the classic comedy team, Abbott and Costello.
I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time!
Remembering Lou Costello on March 3rd.